October is International Breast Cancer Awareness Month, also known as Pink October. Health experts and activists have planned events around the world to educate people about the disease. Dr. Stephen Lokudu, a consultant pathologist at Juba Teaching Hospital and a lecturer at the University of Juba School of Medicine, says South Sudan does not get the data on cases of breast cancer in the country.
Most of these patients who come to us usually age group which are women above 50 years of age. There are some few who are less than 50 years, and usually, as I say, people don't have that enough knowledge about how to detect their breast cancer, because normally when a woman goes to take birth, at least she checks her breast. If there's any abnormality, anything that she feels like running inside her breast, then she has to do screening and do mammogram.
Breast cancer can be detected at an early stage through a mammogram test, which is an X-ray examination of the breast to diagnose the disease in women who either have experienced breast issues such as a lump, pain or nipple discharge, as well as for women who practice preventive health and have no breast complaints. South Sudan has limited medical facilities for specialized diagnosis for terminal illness. In 2017, President Salva Kiir opened the country's first kidney hospital in the capital, Juba. The Al Cardinal Kidney Center offers services to kidney patients nationwide. But breast cancer is a different story. Dr. Macaline Alino, who works at Juba Military Hospital Surgery Department, she says many women in South Sudan shy away from talking about breast cancer. She says the overwhelming majority of breast cancer patients in South Sudan seek medical remedies when the disease has already overtaken much of their bodies.
I've seen a lot of patients who are coming with breast cancer. And the most challenging thing is they come in late stages, so whereby it's too late to do anything. So I think there is a gap in the awareness about breast cancer that we need to identify it, and then we need to also know what we can do about it. This month, October, is the month of breast cancer, but we don't see a lot of things being done to women. A lot of awareness is not being there.
Dr. Francis Oromo is a senior lecturer at the University of Juba's Faculty of Medicine and the managing director at Oromo Diagnosis Center. He says his center has diagnosed patients with breast cancer. He says that the lack of awareness about the disease in South Sudan has led to countless fatal cases.
All women with family history of breast cancer should frequently visit their doctors and narrate the story so that they are guided. The mother will be guided and the children, the girls, will also be guided. I think these are very key points for people to follow. Ask the women also to form some sort of society, a group of women who are fighting breast cancer by themselves. We should not be led by men, because we understand women understand themselves better. When they make that call, I think everyone will not be shy. They will start, you know, narrating whatever story they have.
World Health Organization says 2.3 million women were diagnosed with cancer, with 670,000 deaths worldwide in 2022. WHO says certain factors increase the risk of breast cancer, including age, obesity, the harmful use of alcohol, a family history of breast cancer, a patient's history of radiation exposure, reproductive history, tobacco use, and postmenopausal hormones therapy. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shepai, reporting from Juba.